Hey, everybody, it's Leo Laporte, your tech guy. It's time for Ask the Tech Guy. This week, we're going to talk about Chromebook security. Stay tuned. Ask the Tech Guy comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether they're working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. LastPass manages every entry point to your business so you can mitigate risk in office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/twit. Hi, everybody. Our question this week comes from Paul. I just purchased my first Chromebook. Right on, Paul. It's a Google Pixelbook Go M3. I love this computer. It comes with WebRoot Internet Security with antivirus. He says, I thought Chromebooks had built-in security. Is it good to install WebRoot? Paul. Wow. I'm not sure why it comes with WebRoot. It's not that Chromebooks are completely impervious to attack, but the attacks are very rare and the fix is very easy. So I, you know, in general, I don't recommend installing antiviruses anywhere. Most systems come with antivirus. Windows 10, Mac OS have their own security systems and they're more than adequate. The problem I have in general with antiviruses, and actually WebRoot's a pretty good one, but in general, the problem is in order to work, an antivirus has to put its hooks deep into your system, right? They have to be able to monitor, you know, low-level activities, the kinds of things hackers are going to do. So they really need to dig deep. And that means if there's anything wrong with the security software, any flaws in the security software, they're just opening a door for bad guys to get into your system. And believe me, this happens all the time. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, no antivirus is 100% effective. Most of them not even 50% effective. That means half of all the viruses you run into are going to go right through the antivirus. They may not even be slowed down. So it gives you a false sense of confidence. Oh, I've got an antivirus. I don't have to think about that stuff. You still have to think about that stuff. It's just kind of like it's a little bit of protection. It's not everything you need. And in most cases, I don't think it's worth the security risk. You know, it also slows down your system. It eats up system resources. Often, security software causes problems with getting online, problems with loading websites, and they're kind of mysterious. All of these problems are not compensated for by the fact that the virus is protecting you, because it's not. It's just protecting you a little. So I don't recommend an antivirus, and I really don't think you need WebRoot or any antivirus on your Chromebook. I will talk a little bit, though, about Chromebook security, because it's important to know. As with any computing device, security really is on you. At the bottom line is it's your behavior that makes a system insecure. Chrome OS itself inherently is really secure. It's Linux. But it's Linux that's been very carefully crafted by Google to be very strong against attack. For instance, no malware can modify your firmware. It's got security boot checks, so when you first boot up, it checks to make sure that its firmware is intact, is unchanged. That's great. It has all sorts of things to protect you in that regard. Plus, it's so stripped down. It does so little, really. It's just a Chrome browser. It'd be pretty hard to attack it. You'd have to get in through a very limited set of capabilities. But it is an internet device, so any device that goes on the internet is exposed to attack. I just think there are very few attacks against Chromebooks. Our show today brought to you by LastPass. Your remote workforce is a vital part of your business, but as you know, it can also be a security risk. Transition easily from in-office to in-home with LastPass. LastPass lets IT remain in complete control over which employees are accessing what, no matter where they are. Employees can securely share passwords across teams, and it reduces the risk of phishing schemes by never auto-filling passwords on suspicious websites. Get simple security across every access point with LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/twit. That's LastPass.com
/twit.
There are a couple of ways malware can get on your Chromebook. One is with a Google Chrome extension, and there are malicious Chrome extensions. So I'd be very careful about which extensions you install. Of course, you're going to install more on a Chromebook because that's the only kind of software you can run. So, but I would be a little careful, make sure that that extension is safe, has been vetted by Google, and isn't doing anything bad. The bigger risk is the fact that many Chromebooks now run Android programs. And as we know, there are a lot of bad programs in the Google Play Store. They're removed all the time. Google checks them all the time, but they get in anyway. The good news is on a Chromebook, when Android apps are running, they're running in a sandbox. That means they have very limited access to the operating system. They're essentially running in an emulator. And it's a very limited subset of apps that you can actually run on a Chromebook. So again, anytime you're installing software on any device, it's really important to consider the source and make sure it's something you completely trust. That's true on Windows. It's true on Mac. It's true on your phone. And it's certainly true on a Chromebook. Careful where you get software from. But in general, Chromebooks are 100 times safer than any general purpose operating system or device. Finally, it's important to understand how the Chromebook is to be used. And I'll explain why in a second. There, you'll notice there is a hard drive in your Chromebook, but it's usually a lot smaller than a typical laptop, 64 gigabytes, maybe 128 gigabytes. I have to laugh. As an old timer, that sounds like an awful lot of storage, but it's small for current computers. The reason is you're not really expected to save anything on your hard drive. You're expected to save it all on Google Drive in the cloud. And there's a good reason for that. You don't want to be dependent on this particular hardware. You want to be able to log in on any Chromebook with your Google account and be ready to go because everything's in the cloud. You have access to everything. All your settings are installed. It's really important. So inevitably, screenshots especially, but some other things maybe get saved to your physical disk inside your Chromebook. It's a good idea to do as little as possible and then back it up occasionally, because remember, any hard drive has to be backed up. Move it to Google Drive or put a USB key in here and copy it to that. You can do that with a Chromebook. This is not the Chromebook Go. That's the newest Chromebook. This is its older big brother, the Pixelbook, which I really like. I mean, this is a really nice laptop. And all Chromebooks have a feature that is the ultimate death to malware. It's called Power Wash. You can reset your Chromebook back to the factory specs very easily. And the reason I recommend not storing a lot on your Chromebook is you want to be able to power wash this, wipe everything, start completely fresh, and be ready to go. So if you do have anything on your hard drive before you power wash, make sure you back that up. And then you can easily power wash by logging out. You can't be logged into your account at the time. And now this is going to depend on which Chromebook you're using. But once you sign out, here, I'll show you. So once I click sign out, it's going to go to the initial login screen. And then I can press Command-Shift-Alt. I think it's Command-Shift-Alt-R. You can look this up. But I think on the Pixelbook and probably on your Go, it's Command-Alt-Shift-R. That's the, you know, reset. Actually, it's restarting right now. Installing a new software. That's another beautiful thing about the Chromebook. It automatically, when you reboot it, installs the latest version of Chrome OS. It's ready to go. Here we go. Let's do it. Control Alt. It's a lot of keys. A lot of keys to push here. Control Alt Shift and R. And now it's going to say reset this Chrome device. It's called power washing. I love that name, but it's really a complete reset. So when I power wash this and revert, it won't take too long, but remember, all user accounts and local data, data stored internally, will be removed. What will also be removed? Any malware, any exploits, any bad guys that are on your system. This is so easy to do on a Chromebook that I feel like this is the safest tool. This is the tool I recommend to almost everybody. If they don't want to be security experts, if they don't want to have to worry about configuration details, if they don't want to become geeks, they just want to surf the net, get their email, do some online shopping, and they want to do it safely. That's why I love the Chromebooks. It's really perfect for that. And now, in just a few minutes, that is reset. All I have to do now is log in. First, I'm going to get online. So let me Let me type in our online. See, it forgot everything, even the passwords. So I'm going to log into our internet Wi-Fi here, answer a few questions. It's going to make sure it's got the latest software. I love this. Installed on it. And now I merely need to sign in. This is the same thing you did when you first got your Chromebook. You sign into your Google account. And if you've done it right, in other words, you've used Google Drive, you've used Google Docs, if you've stored most of your data up in the cloud, this Chromebook's going to come back fresh, clean, washed, and with all your data, all your extensions, everything you installed, good to go. Fresh as new. So that's two advantages. One, you can use any Chromebook and log in as yourself. It will become your Chromebook. And if you ever have trouble with a Chromebook, particularly if you ever have trouble with malware, it's a simple thing to rewash. So to answer your question, Paul, no, you really shouldn't install WebRoot on your Chromebook. You don't need it. It's not going to protect you. And the Chromebook is already about the most secure computing device you can buy. It's better than iOS. It's better than Android. It's better than Mac or PC. And it's why I recommend it. And you see, I didn't mind doing the power wash on this. This is my Pixelbook because I know it's going to set it up and be exactly as it was just 10 minutes ago, minus any bad stuff that might have gotten on there. It's pretty hard to get bad stuff on. Thanks for the question. It's a great question. It's one of the many reasons I often recommend Chromebooks, especially to people who just don't want to become security experts. They just want to use their device. Now, I love this because now it's completely, it's not only, by the way, it updated too. It's the latest version. All my stuff is here. It says, do I want to use Chrome Sync? Yes, of course. Personalized Google services? Yes, of course. I don't have to read that. Loading in the Google Assistant. Just say yes. Access your voice. Yes. It already has my voice samples. See, all of that stored in the cloud. Your assistant can already recognize your voice. All set. How do you like that? I mean, there really is a lot to be said. In fact, it even reconnected to my Google Pixel phone, which is great, without my doing anything. So that's why I love PowerWash. I am now set. This is everything I had on it before, all my extensions, everything already installed. You can't beat that. PowerWash is a really great idea. I wish more operating systems offered that. Just fantastic. Well, that's our edition of Ask the Tech Guy for this Monday. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you will, if you have questions, ask me. I am, after all, your tech guy. The email is askthetechguy@twit.tv. I'm Leo Laporte, and I will see you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Micah Sargent, host of Hands on iOS right here on the Twit Network. If you've got iOS devices or watchOS devices or tvOS device, any kind of Apple mobile device, you are going to want to check out Hands on iOS. It is the best way to make the most of those devices. I walk through tips, tricks, and everything in between, plus answer your questions. So be sure to check it out. It's twit.tv/HOI.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.